Blog Talk Radio.
Daytona International Speedway. Redefined everything 30. 30-second stereo radio. HISC 0100.
The Daytona 500. It's the race that defines legends. And as the world's only motorsports stadium, Daytona International Speedway is the place that redefines what a race can be. You can experience it all and witness the next career-defining NASCAR moment at the Great American Race. But hurry, the 2016 race sold out, so don't miss out in 2017. The Daytona 500, Sunday, February 26th. Guarantee your seats at 1-800-PIT-SHOP or Daytona500.com.
Thank you. On behalf of General Tire, where anywhere is possible, drivers, start your engines!
All right, everyone. I'd like to welcome you back to Monday Night with Rowdy Maglite Racing, and I'm going to bring my co-host there, the Catch Can Man from Chi-Town, Mark. How are we doing tonight, Mark?
We're doing good, Rowdy. Excuse my raspy voice, you guys. It's worse than normal. I'm fighting a little bit of a cold. But we're going to get through this and have a lot of fun. We got a lot to talk about tonight, Rowdy.
And I'll tell you what, at 6:10, we've got John Robinson coming on with General Tire. And, Mark, this has been in the makings now for about 11 months. I met John at the very first of Speed Week last year. And it's not that he didn't want to come in, but, you know, Mark, we've been fortunate enough to have a lot of winners on the show. And we're kicking it off this year with John. And what better way to start the 65th ARCA race presented by Menards, huh?
No, like you said, Rowdy, this has been a while in the making. We've been wanting to have John on the show, and finally all the pieces connected, and we were able to pull it together, and we're looking forward to it. John's going to give us a lot of information that I think all our listeners are going to want to hear about.
Well, Mark, both of us still kind of, I guess, mending up from last week's race, and man, what a week we had. Like you said, you called it. We went bowling last week.
Well, we got to get ourselves ramped up again for tonight and take that energy we had from last week at the races and keep it rolling, Rowdy. And I think we got a good chance at that. And our second guest tonight is going to be Willie Mullins. And Willie was on a couple of weeks ago just before testing at Daytona. And now we're going to have him on right after testing. So we're going to get some valuable information out of Willie, I believe, also.
You're right, Mark. We kind of got Willie to come back on and kind of give us a little update and break down how everything went at Daytona and testing. And I think he was 11th fastest, Mark. So that Elmore engine got him right up, and General Tires took him right up to P11.
I'm sure he's static coming out of Daytona and testing after a run like that and keeping it clean and keeping the car in one piece. And they're looking forward to 3 weeks from now or 4 weeks. Wow. Yeah, a little over 3 weeks, we'll be racing down in Daytona.
Three Saturday nights. 25 days, guys. 25 days.
Oh, what a great sound that is, Rowdy. It's almost as good as fire your engines.
Well, there again, anywhere as possible with General Tire there, Josh.
Oh, you got that straight, Rowdy. And we appreciate all the help General Tire's given us and the show also. And we're looking forward to having a nice, long, lasting relationship with General Tire.
Well, it's everybody's quietly getting everything put together. You know, it's, like I said, 25 days away, and everybody's in the final stretch. Mark, actually, the first day is going to be they're going to open tech on February the 15th. The garage opens at 9 o'clock. and that's going to get everybody started. Of course, there's no track activity. It's just pretty much breaking your car down and
get that winter out of your system and get a little bit of that Florida warmth in there. And, you know, the adrenaline's going. If you're racing at Daytona, how could your adrenaline not be rolling?
Isn't that the truth, Mark? Then Thursday on the 16th of February, the garage opens at 7, and they got practice at 4 o'clock. 4 to 6 is practice. So that'll be their first chance to get back out on the track.
Well, Rowdy, I don't know. Our plans are hopefully to be there for that first practice that day. So Rowdy and I are working on it. We're going to see what happens. But, yeah, we may be there.
Well, that's the plan, Mark. February the 17th, the garage opens back up again at 7 o'clock, gets them started with qualifying at 3:30. That's February the 17th.
Well, Rowdy, it's just another busy day at the garage area for those guys. I don't think anybody puts in more time, more effort for a single race than you do for Daytona.
Mark, you know, I expect a large car count there. It wouldn't surprise me to see 60 cars there.
Oh, maybe even more, Rowdy. Maybe even more. Yeah, some teams are going to go home very unhappy. So that's the unfortunate part of racing. But it just shows how popular and how healthy ARCA is getting.
Well, February the 18th, which is race day. Hey, how does that sound? Race day. Race day on February the 18th.
Sounds really good to me, Rowdy. And if God, my fingers crossed, you and I are going to get to be there on the on pit road when they throw the green flag.
Well, garage opens at 10 o'clock then, Mark, so we're going to have to wait. We'll have to go somewhere and figure out.
We'll have to go get a little breakfast, maybe.
I'm telling you, we're going to have to, well, I know where the Waffle House is. Waffle House.
Might as well plug them
a little bit. That's exactly right. But the race ceremony starts at 3:40, and it says the starting of the Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment 200, driven by General Tire, starts at 4:15. Now, whether that stands, you know, we've still got, I think, 3 more shows before race night, and we'll have that time actually pinned down, and I'm almost sure it's Fox 1, Mark. I have not read that yet, but I'm pretty sure Fox 1's covering that.
Yeah, Rowdy, we've not heard the official word on the television package yet, but it's got to be coming out soon with the race being so close, so we'll know as soon as we know, we're going to let everybody else know.
Oh, that's right. Exactly right. Well, you know, I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but once we leave Daytona, we're going to have a little layover. We won't hit the track again till April the 8th, and that's at that famous, the world famous fairgrounds in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yep, and it'll be a little anniversary year time there at Nashville, and I'm really looking forward to it. Nashville's just such a good race and such a good time, and I'm going to get a chance to watch races with you, my friend, and that makes it even better.
That's exactly right, Mark, and that's going to be an easy drive for me. That's just 3 hours away.
Yep. Jeff's planning on making it if he can, too, so, you know, the three of us will be there, and we'll give you the best coverage of that race we can, folks.
Well, we got Jeff and Todd hanging on the other side. They're waiting on Willie for towards the end of the segment. So after we leave the fairgrounds, Mark, we're still going to be in April. April, let's go to that High Bank Affair in Salem, Indiana.
We're coming to my home state now. Fortunately, it's on the wrong end. I'm on the north, and it's on the south. But I'll be making the trip, and hopefully Jeff will be making it also. And we'll meet up for the next race, as we always, as many as we can this year.
Well, all right. I think I got John on the other side. Everybody, I'd like to welcome John Robinson with General Tire. I think, John, you're the Senior Communications Specialist in Marketing.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Well, John, I had mentioned this has been in the making now, and it's 11 months, and I'm ashamed to say it, but, you know, week after week, you was busy. We had a winter on, you know, how that all folded out. You know, Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say there was a lot going on. There was a lot of action in 2016, so it was hard for us to connect, but certainly glad that we were able to do it tonight.
John, I tell you, you know, I started asking questions the first day down in Daytona, and they said, well, just hold on. I'll get you in touch with the guy. And finally, me and you got to meet. It was always great to see you at the track. And, you know, General Tire has really stepped up to be the official tire for ARCA. And, you know, here we are fixing to start the 54th Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment 200 driven by General Tire. Second year.
That's a mouthful, isn't it?
It's a mouthful. I've had to practice that a few times, John.
Yeah, you did very well. You're showing me up. I haven't even practiced it yet, so that's great. You're off to a great start. But, yeah, we're super excited to be involved, particularly with Daytona. Obviously, Daytona is such a legendary track. So what better way to kick off the year? And we're going to have our activation trailer out there in the fan zone area, which we didn't have out there last year. And if the fans haven't seen that, it's definitely something to check out. And it's one of the largest ones out there, but it kind of shows the history of General Tire and what we're doing now. And a lot of cool stuff to look at, but we're really excited about kicking off the year in Daytona.
Well, you know, John, last year, just to be able, well, when we was at DeCoin, I mean, y'all had a great display. You had two of Petty's cars there. You filled out a little survey. You got a hat, a lanyard. I mean, you really showed everybody that when you come to the track, there's more to do than just watch a race. You can get informed on General Tire and what's going on with it.
Absolutely. We try to make it a really fun family experience. And, you know, obviously we want to show some of the history of what we do, but we want to connect with the fans and, you know, give them something that really makes their experience worthwhile and something that they can take home and remember the either the day or the evening, depending on what race it is. And they can look back at that and hopefully have some very fond memories. And also, you know, when it comes time where they need to buy some tires, we certainly hope they'll look at that and be reminded that we can help them out in that area as well.
John, I got my catch can man, Mark, there. You've met Mark. He's on the other side. I'm going to turn it
hey,
over
Mark.
To Mark just a minute.
How you doing,
hey,
buddy?
John, how are you? I haven't seen you since the racetrack, but hope you've had a good off season. It's been a very busy off season for you, hasn't it?
It has been. There's always, you know, as soon as the checkered flag falls at the end of the season at Kansas, you know, you have to get ready for the awards and the PRI show and then start thinking about the following year. So that's kind of where we're at, and the following year is sneaking up on us pretty quick.
Oh, yes, it is. You know, within a matter of a few weeks, we're going to be in full-bore racing. And you have quite the plate to fill this year with your expansion projects with General Tire. Congratulations on that.
Well, thank you. Which project are you speaking of in particular?
I apologize for that because of so many. No, your big jump into the racing tire world with the acquisition of Hoosier. It's really
right.
Going to put a new face on the racing world out there, John. And congratulations and best of luck with it.
Thank you. We're super excited. And for me personally, that's a big deal. You know, I grew up with short tracks up in the Northeast and Hoosier was always the tire that was out there and still out there at all these short tracks. And that's really exciting. But we've had a relationship with those guys for a while now, and they have certainly been a major vital role or played a vital role in everything that we've done up until this point. So it was just the next point in the transition. It made sense to move to that next step. And, you know, we're really looking forward to the future as far as building that brand as well as them helping us build our brands. And I think there's a lot of really fun stuff in store. And if I heard correctly, you and I kind of cheated as far as getting the season started. Sounds like we were both in the same place last week.
Well, if I'd known you were there, I would have checked it out and made sure I've seen you, John, because it was packed, though. I've never seen an event like that in my life.
Well, even if we had attempted to connect out there, it may have been a little difficult because I hear there were, you know, 13,000, 14,000 people or whatnot out there and under one roof. And, man, what an awesome event. And we have always been honored to be a part of that event. And, man, it's a lot of fun. It really is.
Well, now that I know that you're a fan also, I'll make sure I get a hold of you before the Chili Bowl next year, and we will definitely get together and meet, John.
Absolutely. Sounds good.
But, boy, what an off season for you guys, and how is that gearing up for you heading into the 2017 season? You've got a really big plate now.
Well, it certainly keeps us busy. You know, on our end, we're trying to figure out what our activation is going to look like, and as Ronnie was saying before, we give out some things at our activation, so we've got to get that stuff prepared and ordered, and then we figure out where some of our other display trailers are going. We're going to fill in some of the blanks this year. We've got the main activation trailer and display that we've had at some of the big races, and we're going to fill in with some of the smaller races. We're going to have another trailer that we're going to pull off of some of our other events that we're involved in and bring out to some of the other small tracks, the short tracks with the ARCA series. So we're looking forward to hitting those fans, a couple of those smaller tracks too, and, you know, really help get that grassroots motorsports message out there. We're behind it 100%. And so we're getting all those things ready. And of course, you've got to, as soon as the schedule comes out, you got to hurry up and get your hotel rooms and your flights and figure all that kind of stuff out. But
logistics alone is scary, isn't it?
That in itself is a full-time job, it seems like.
Very much so.
You know, and then obviously a lot of our races coincide with the NASCAR events, so sometimes that can make things a little challenging as far as finding places to stay and getting things where you need them to be. But, you know, we get it all worked out, and, you know, now that we've got 1 year under our belt already, it makes things a little bit easier because we have a better idea of where we're going to go and how things worked last year and how we can tweak things to make a few improvements.
Well, we're looking forward to anything of those improvements and any more exposure that we get out of General Tire. That's one of the reasons you're getting into this end of the business, into the racing business, and whatever we can do to help promote General Tire, we will.
Well, we certainly appreciate it. We love what you guys have been doing, and we love to do exactly what you're doing, and that's waving that ARCA flag and promoting the series. And I tell you, with the product that ARCA has going on right now with the composite body and the Ilmor motors, obviously the tires, I mean, it is just an exciting package to watch week in and week out. And, I mean, I had a lot of fun just watching the competition. So I'm hoping that the fans at the tracks and on TV, I'm hoping that they're having as much fun as we are, because it is really exciting to watch. And then you add in the talented drivers that come through there. I mean, I'm super excited for this series and what's ahead over the next couple of seasons.
John, I tell you, another big thing that y'all did last year is in each year now you have the General Tire Speedway Challenge. And, man, what a great winner you had last year with Dalton Sargent running with the 55 car with Venturini Motorsports.
Yeah, absolutely. Dalton and Chase really made a show out of it, and they brought it all the way down to the last event, made a real competition out of it, which you couldn't ask for anything better than that. And, you know, it's another carrot for those drivers and those teams to go after. And so you've got a championship within the championship, and you bring in those super speedway events, and it really makes it exciting to go after a little bit more money. And we enjoyed that, and we're going to do the exact same thing again this year. And, you know, we hope that it comes down to the end just like it did in 2016.
And it literally come to the last race, wasn't it, John? It decided that the very last super speedway race.
Yeah, you're right. And I believe Dalton had some transmission issues there at Kansas. And,
Oh, yes.
You know, a lot of us kind of thought that that was really going to affect his chances to pull that off because, you know, we everybody knew how strong Chase and Cunningham was. And but Dalton and Billy were able to hold in there and keep a cool head about them. And they made some repairs, got back out on the track, and were able to get enough points to pull it off. So it was a real pleasure for me to present that trophy to Dalton and those guys in Venturini Motorsports. You know, they really deserved it. It was a good time.
Well, you know, John, as we're seeing, several drivers are kind of dropping out of the NASCAR circuit. But, you know, you have seen, Mark and I have seen, there's some awesome talent coming up. People really, really should be getting excited and start following some of these kids that are moving up from ARCA because they are coming and they're coming fast.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you've got, as far as drivers that have been in ARCA and moving on, I mean, Chase Briscoe is the first one that comes to mind. And now that his deal is official with Keselowski and his truck team, I mean, there's going to be some fun races to watch Chase in over on that side. But as far as the 2017 season with ARCA, I mean, we've got – you just wonder where some of this talent comes from every year. But we've got some really young, talented drivers that are coming up this year – and some exciting teams. I mean, you've got Austin is coming over to Kenny Schrader's team in the 52, and he did really well in the truck series not too long ago. Zane Smith and Venturini, you know, he showed himself when he ran a couple races last year. And then, of course, Dalton, he noticed how fast that 77 was. So now he's going to be in that seat that Chase was in last year. So, you know, that's going to be a great situation for him and Cunningham. And then we're really interested to see how Joe Gibbs Racing does. You know, Riley Herbst is coming over there, young talent. And it's pretty impressive that, and it should say a lot to the fans, that NASCAR really follows this ARCA series the way they do and that they think so highly of it that they're going to put the money to create a team and build a team from ground up. And we're all going to be watching them because they obviously have a lot of good resources. So, but that's good for the series because to have that kind of talent and a couple of NASCAR Cup teams involved, that helps everybody involved.
Well, John, I appreciate y'all being part of the 65th year of ARCA presented by Menards. I mean, it's been last year. It's just great to be part of something new. You take General Tire, the Elmore engine, the Canuka five-star composite body. I mean, it really turned people's heads last year. And Fox and American Sports Network, all those together made a great 2016. And here we are lined up for February the 18th, which is 25 days away, John. Can you believe that?
I meant to count the days today, and I didn't get to it, but I'll tell you what, those 25 days are going to go quick. We've got a lot to get done between now and then. But I want to make sure that – I know you guys are, but make sure that the fans are following us on social media. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We're trying to push out a lot of ARCA-related content out there. Of course, we're involved in a lot of other fun activities as well that the fans may have some interest in, whether it be bass fishing or off-road racing. And then obviously we throw in some information about our products and tire safety and those types of things. So there's unbelievable resources there on our social channels. And then obviously generaltire.com is where everything else lives. And we're looking forward to seeing all the fans out there and getting the season going. I know it's going to be a fantastic action-filled season.
John, I appreciate you coming on, being part of us, of our show tonight. And I hope we can help each other in the future. We're looking forward to starting. You know, our plans, Mark and I's plans, is we're going to probably try to make is with Mark, between Mark and I, we're going to probably be about 90 to 80% of the races this year.
Awesome. Well, I certainly appreciate everything you guys are doing, not only for us, but for the sport. It's always fun to see you guys at the track. I look forward to seeing you out there, and we'll do this again.
Thank you, John.
Hey, thank you, guys. Have fun.
Thanks, John. We'll see you at the racetrack. Always, as always, it's good seeing you.
Same here, guys. Thanks again. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye, guys.
You know, Mark, I could have shortened that down a little more and made it even scarier and mentioned only three Saturdays away.
Ooh, I got my blood going again, Rowdy, every time you say it, though.
Well, you know, there again, Mark, I've been hanging around ARCA for going on about 6 years, and last year was the most exciting year out of the six. Was it because of this little radio show? Maybe it was, Mark, because I paid more attention of drivers, owners, who won and where they placed at. Now, did that make me a happier camper? It sure did, Mark, didn't it, you?
Yeah, you were a pretty happy camper last season, Rowdy.
Well, we got Willie coming in at 6:40, but I'm going to bring Jeff in. Jeff?
Yeah,
General
Rowdy.
Tire was everywhere at the General Tire was everywhere at the Chili Bowl.
Oh, they were, and they did a great job of putting promoting that show.
Well, you know,
It's too bad we didn't know John was there, because we definitely would have had time to run into him and talk to him for a little bit. So I'm sure he's a busy camper himself, though.
Well, what'd you say? What was the car count? Mark, you had a car count at one time there.
350-plus cars, I think, qualified, Rowdy.
Dang. Yeah, that makes for a busy night.
And I didn't know what the attendance was. John was, you know, gracious enough to at least give us a good estimate of 13,000 to 14,000, and I don't know if I would have guessed that or not, but it was packed. Every inch of that place you could watch the race from was being watched from.
You couldn't move out of your seat, or you'd lose your seat.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where you were standing, we were even sitting.
Yeah, you had to have a seat guardian if you got up to leave to go to the bathroom, didn't you?
Yes,
that's
sir.
It. They had like a 2.5-hour break, and people, where we were standing, they weren't moving. I mean, the people stood there for 2.5 hours waiting for them to start racing again because they weren't moving because they wanted to save their spot.
Our vantage point of watching the races over the weekend, we found early. And we were really hesitant to leave it because we had such a great view of the track and the action going on from those positions, Rowdy. That's where we're going again next year.
Well, Mark, I hope I put that on my bucket list for next year. You know, for us, we're not going to claim an off season. The only off season we had was the 2 weeks that our sister station there asked us to be quiet for. If that had been for that, we'd still been echoing them 2 weeks. But, you know, in a way, it was kind of good to stop for 2 weeks, Mark.
It you know, the break, I missed it too, Rowdy. When we came back, it was, you know, almost strange, you know, coming back to a regular Monday night. But, no, we took a pause for the cause, and rightfully so. It's a special time of year, and we were more than happy to go by with what everybody else was doing.
Well, that's, you know, really, I guess, though, Mark, in late model, by the time you do the snowball derby, what you skip about 3 weeks or 2 weeks, and you jump into the ice bowl, and the same within the
same about 3 weeks to jump into
bowl.
The chili bowl.
Right. So, I mean, it's just and then you've got at the Watermelon Festival, was that, that's in the 27th, 28th, the big race to take back going over in Georgia.
Okay, yeah, the, just before the new year. Oh, the one that's coming weekend, Rowdy?
Yeah, is it this coming weekend, Mark?
The ARCA CRA Super Series is running this weekend. Frisk Motorsports Park, Watermelon Capital Speedway. They're running a 125-lap pro late-mile race and a 200-lap super late-mile race. First race is 1:30 on Sunday afternoon, qualifying and practice on Saturday, and practice also on Friday. Go to the track, stop by, see what's going on. Also, the 24 Hours of Daytona is this weekend. That's always been one of my favorites. It starts Speed Weeks. How could you not like that? So, you know, off season's over, guys. The season's ramping up, and as you head down south, both the asphalt and dirt cars are revving it up, and Speed Weeks is here.
Yes, sir, it is. I think, Mark, you and I talked about it. It would be pretty cool to be able to go to the 24-hour Rolex and wake up at, take a nap and get up and look at racing at 3:30 in the morning, lay back down and wake up at 5:30 as the sun's coming up and watch them still going round and round. And or could you even sleep with the cars going round and round? Now, you know, that'd be the next question. How could you lay down hearing those cars buzzing by all night?
Well, I think earplugs would be number one, Rowdy, and number two, we're just at the age we get tired enough no matter what, how loud it is. We'd fall asleep anyway, so.
Well, it's a must-do, guys. I mean, really, we definitely need to put that on the list to do. My buddies from Melbourne, Florida, I know Tom went last year, and he really enjoyed himself there, and being able to, the nostalgia of being able to wake up at any time of the night to listen to cars go around has got to be a plus.
No, it really doesn't get much better when you go and camp and they're just racing around you all 24 hours. And, yeah, we'll have to experience that one day, Rowdy. What do you think, Jeff?
Oh, yeah, that's on my list. We've talked about that before, going to 24 hours.
Well, one day we'll get all three. We'll all have an RV of some sort. We'll all get in the infield and watch the races together.
I want to ride that Ferris wheel, Mark. Hey, the coin of the corn dog.
What a great view.
Yeah.
Yep, take your camera and get some great shots from that. I can't blame you, Rowdy.
Well, if the coin was the corn dog capital, Ferris wheels would have to be at Daytona during the 24-hour Rolex, because that's kind of like a landmark when on all the shots.
It is, and it just kind of adds to the festiveness of that type of situation. You know, it's racing's racing. It's very serious, but with road racing, the extent of the race, you have to have a little fun with it also.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, I got Todd hanging on the other side. Let's bring Todd in just a minute.
Sure.
Hey, Todd.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, Todd.
You know, Rowdy, hearing about General Tire and all that, I got a really good question for you. When a fan goes to an ARCA race for his very first time, what should he look for?
Well, Todd, are you talking about at the race or just when you pull up at the track?
When you go to the race, you park, and then you go walking in, and of course, you know, each and every track has their midway. Is there anything special that you should look for And you know why I'm asking this?
Well, I'm going to tell you, a lot of my friends go to the down to the Midway and look for the free stuff and try to be interactive with all the events, the vendors that are there.
Yeah, I always go and check out the Midway, and, you know, and to me, yeah, the free stuff is cool, but I was like looking at all the other stuff too. But I didn't know if, you know, there was something special that, you know, you should really look for when you go to your very first ARCA race or anything.
You look
special
at it, you look at everything, you take everything in and then just enjoy it.
I do that every year when I go to the Glen. I'm probably one of the first people on the Midway, and yeah, I suck it all in. I just enjoy it. It's what I call my home away from home.
Well, you know, first of all, when you come to the track, don't be in a hurry. You know, you got all day. Get there early and stay late. You know, pack your lunch, bring your lunch, or go buy you. I mean, you know, they got concessions, but really, just the first thing, Todd, is don't be in a hurry. You know, enjoy the day. Bring your kids, bring your friend, bring somebody that you like hanging out with that's never been to a race. And, you know, last year, I think I was responsible for about 14 different people first time. And I believe I would almost say that 14 of them will be back regular goers now.
I'd say I always try to get new people to go to the races with me. It's not easy, Rowdy, because, you know, with all the entertainment options you have out there. But, Jeff, and I usually get a couple friends to go with us every time, you know, a couple times a year. And for us, that's a lot of fun, is watching the amusement and the fun that they're having and not just the event itself.
But, Todd, the first thing I do when the flag is thrown, most of the time if I'm on the grandstands, I want to get down just as close one lap and feel those cars come thundering by.
Yeah, there's something about that second lap when they all come by that gets your adrenaline pumped a little bit.
Todd, what would be the first thing you did?
Well, what's that?
What would be the first thing you'd do?
Well, yeah, I mean, when I go to Pocono for the ARCA race, I'm only going for the ARCA race. And when I get there, I kind of, of course, if I go by myself or if somebody goes with me, I always take my time, go down through the Midway. And I kind of, at a certain track, you know, I kind of go over to close to the areas where, you know, special areas, and try to get as close as I can to see everything. And I try to take tons of pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a must.
There you go.
That's a must.
Yeah, we're picture takers, that's for sure. Hey, guys, I got Willie coming on. And,
all right.
You've got a question for Willie. I'm sure he'll be willing to answer one for you. But right now I'm going to bring on Willie Mullins. And Willie's with Mullins Racing, number 34 Ford. And I'd like to welcome Willie back to the show after testing there. Willie, welcome back, my friend.
It's great to be here tonight. I appreciate being on the show again. We're getting ready for the 2017 Daytona 200, so it's been pretty busy around here, but we're making a little time to get on the show tonight.
Well, you know, I'm sure, what was that, about a 16-hour drive for you, Willie?
It's around 14 hours for us to get down there from where we're at, and, you know, it's nice to be back home, but, you know, a lot of work to do to do it all over again next month.
Willie, why don't you come out from Daytona? I mean, you was 11th fastest at testing. That's not bad for a guy that that's not on the track all the time.
Yeah, you know, for us to go down there and show up and be pretty speedy out of the box and have a legal car, you know, down there at the test, made us very optimistic to go back to the race. You know, last year we came out of the test and we were 30th on speed, and you know, we were pretty beat up and things like that. So we went back to work last year and came back with a good car, and we're working just as hard to come back with even a better car for the race. So, you know, watch out for that the qualifying in 2017 for the Daytona race. There's a good chance we'll be up near the front, we're hoping.
Well, you bring a beautiful face to the racetrack, really. So one thing about it, it's fast and she looks pretty.
Oh, that's what, you know, our guys in the shop, they take pride in making sure we have one of the prettiest cars there in the race. You know, these guys work every day hard for me, and this is their chance to showcase their talents and really put out a beautiful work of art, you know, for the race, because we want the fans to see and take a lot of pictures and see how good our cars can look for being such a small little team.
Hey, Mark, you got Willie on there. Go ahead.
Hey, Willie, thanks for being back on again. It's great to talk to you after just a short while ago, and you had such a good test.
Yep.
What do you look forward to going back for the race? Are you guys set? Are you going to play with some things, or is your baseline pretty much there?
Well, you know, for us, our biggest thing is we're coming back with a brand-new Ilmor. You know, we want to make sure we have the best of the best, and you know, we're hoping to have a little bit more horsepower out of a fresh piece compared to the motor that we had at the test. So,
right.
You know, we're looking at every corner, every aspect of this to make sure we have the best program we have to go against these multi-million-dollar teams that are in ARCA. You know, we're just a small little shop out of Fredericksburg, Virginia, and we're hoping to come back with something that'll, you know, be compete against the best that there is.
Well, you know what? With your testing results, it shows the hard work that you guys have been putting into it is paying off, and a top 10, top 5, which can also lead to a win, is very possible for you guys. So how's your confidence going in compared to last year? Like you said, you were 30th last year, and you had a few things to work on. Is it topsy-turvy this year? Are you on the opposite end of the spectrum?
I believe, you know, we're getting a little bit more confidence. You know, Andy Belmont's back with us again for another year. You know, we had Tommy Bear up here for a full week working on the car with Andy and making sure things were where they both want them, you know. We've had a lot of help with just getting things organized with Robert Bruce Racing. They came up to the shop and helped us, you know, get the pit box in order, get the trailer in order. I mean, a lot of these little things will make that week of being down at Daytona so much easier now. And that's what we're putting together is the little things now to make this program even better. You know, it's all the little pieces now for us. You know, we have the Ilmor, we have a good car. Now it's all the little pieces, and we're really fortunate to have good people. You know, our sponsors have come back with Crowing Recycling and Bugsy's Auto Repair. You know, Morgan Lumber Company has come back also, and Snap-on Tools and Timmy Braun. All these people are coming back to really support us this year to try to go for another top 10, even maybe a top 5 this year.
Well, it's got to pad me on cloud 9 to know the feeling that that's a good possibility for you guys. And you have the equipment, you have the staff, and you have what you need to go and compete. And I just hope that we see the results for you down in Daytona. And I have one quick question left for you. How's
okay.
Daryl doing?
Daryl's doing really good. His son was actually in one of our cars down at Daytona. We had another car there. Daryl's doing really good. He's gone through all his treatments. Everything has come back negative. So everything is looking very good for his future. So as he moves forward. He's talking about possibly being at the ARCA race and trying to be there to help support us and things like that, but we will see how his health goes. But he's getting better every day, and he's hoping to even be in a car to short track this year.
Well, that'd be something, and thank you for passing that information on, because we think about the Bashams a lot. They're a great group of guys and great racers, so we're just hoping everything goes for them.
They're such a good family, you know, even to be around. They come down there to not just to support us, but they're there to help work, you know, and they've always been a good family to us, and we treat them like family, and they treat us like family. It's just worked out great, and that's why we're back with the number 34, and we're very excited to continue that legacy at Daytona, and hopefully we can do the Basham family proud.
Well, I tell you, Willie, you couldn't got with a better group. You really couldn't have. I mean, the two groups right there have really merged together and been a great, really a great duo there. Y'all on the super speedways and Mike on the intermediates. Yeah, that's worked great.
It has. You know, we're very fortunate. Like I said, they've made us feel at home with them, and you know, we're working towards the common goal. And we want to make sure, and we're going to try to get that owner's points up there in the 10th at least again this year for them, because it's made for us even going into Daytona, knowing we're almost pretty much guaranteed into the race, we're able to start working on our race program. We don't have to necessarily worry about qualifying in. We just want to work on getting that car drivable in the pack, making sure it'll run up to the front, things like that. So we're really, you know, very thankful for them coming back with us this year and us being able to work together to get us into this race this year.
Willie, I got two guys been hanging on for the whole show to ask you a question. Can you take two quick callers?
Absolutely.
Jeff, go ahead with your question. You're on with Willie Mullins.
Hey, Willie. I see you tested at Daytona. You came up with 11th, and you were talking about you might have a little more speed, the new Ilmor engine. How is the general tire package for Daytona? Is there something, will you come back with the same, will general tire come back with the same package, or after testing, do they go back and redo the tires and see what they can come up, and you might even get more speed with the tire package?
Well, that's a good question. You know, general tire is always there giving us support at the track to make sure there isn't a problem. And general tire is going to come back. We've, you know, confirmed with them it's going to be the same tire that we had at the test. You know, at the test, we didn't have any tire issues. Believe it or not, on our second car, we had a set of tires on that car that ran all of the Talladega race, and we probably put another 200 miles on it at the test. So we're putting 250, 300, 400 miles on these tires without any issues. So, you know, general tire's giving us a very consistent tire to where it doesn't fall off, and they're also giving us a good safe tire. So it's worked out great with that, that, you know, us being a smaller budgeted team, that we're not having to spend a lot of money in tire wear and things like that. So it's they've really worked hard to make sure the compound is an economical compound but a safe in a long-lasting compound, so we can have a good competitive race.
Now, you're testing in Daytona. Your speeds, I was kind of looking at the speeds. Now, is that like more all group, like drafting speeds, or were you guys doing some single car and getting the speeds too?
Yeah, absolutely. The first day, most of us did just single car runs. You know, we shook the cars down, got to see where they were at by themselves. And then we all kind of, the second day, jumped into a pack and we're trying to do mock qualifying runs. You know, that was the biggest thing, is we have to start now, instead of doing single car runs for 2 and 3 days, we're having to do mock qualifying runs because we're going to be doing these pack qualifying. So the biggest thing is we have to be ready. We got to find the good cars, how good our cars will suck up with somebody or how good, you know, somebody will push us. So there's a lot of little things we're working on at that test, you know, in two different days to make sure our car has speed by itself, just in case we get set out to the side or we need to see what it does in a pack, and that's what we really worked on. And most of your top 20 to 25 cars were in a pack
You know, and we're working on that kind of things for qualifying.
And you're running the composite body, correct?
No, this year will be the last year for the steel body at Daytona and Talladega. Next year, everybody has to go to the composite body at just Daytona and Talladega. Those are the two mandatory tracks for next year.
So can anybody run the composite body this year, or you're all steel have to stay with the steel body?
Daytona and Talladega, you have to be in a steel body. The reason is the bumpers will not match up correctly, so then bump drafting could cause a lot more wrecks and accidents. So that's why ARCA and Ron Draeger has decided to stay with all the same cars, meaning the Gen 4 cars, at Daytona and Talladega this year. Now, next year, everybody has to change over to the new composite body for the Super Speedways so that the bumpers will match up correctly during drafting.
Okay. One more question. I was looking on your website, and it says you're a road course specialist. Now, will you be making a trip to Elkhart, Wisconsin for the road course this year?
Absolutely, yeah. We're going to definitely go up there, you know. We've had some bad luck at New Jersey the 5 years we've raced that track, so it's a good change for us to go somewhere else. We love road course racing. Our home track is Summit Point, and, you know, all the people in SCCA, that's where I got my start at Summit Point. You know, they've been great to us, and that's been my stepping stone to get into ARCA was road course racing. So we've just expanded, but we always go back to any road course race that ARCA gives us.
All right. I appreciate your time.
Thanks.
Good luck.
We appreciate you coming on the show tonight.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you there, Jeff, man. Great questions. Hey, I got one more caller, Todd. And Todd's from Watkins Glen, that famous road track. Go ahead, Todd.
Yep.
Willie, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I appreciate the call in tonight.
I enjoy keeping up with you and Diana.
Yep, Dinah Thompson,
okay.
Yep.
Okay, I enjoy keeping up on YouTube because I can keep up on what's going on and seeing all the great and wonderful pictures. excuse me. Are you planning on running a full ARCA season?
No, our plans for 2017 is we're doing Daytona and Talladega. We're going to be doing the road course race that we were just talking about. And then it's great that ARCA is going back to Elko because Crowing Recycling is only about 2 hours away from Elko. So it's going to work out great that we'll be able to bring, you know, our sponsored cars by them up to their own market area and be able to show some things off and turn some laps up there.
Because I'm going to Pocono for the very first time to see the ARCA race, and that's why I was asking. I wasn't sure if you guys were going to come up to there.
It's one of those things we're on the fence. We're trying to put together something to maybe do that race. Since that is now our closest ARCA race, we'd love to. So it's going to depend on how Daytona goes, honestly, and see how things fair and what we decide to do from there.
Well, I'm really hoping that it goes really well for you guys because for 3 years now, I think I've been trying to meet up with you guys.
It's been a while.
Yeah, and so I'm really looking forward to be able to see you guys there and finally meet you and watch you actually race in person in front of me.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're trying. You know, it's just sometimes it's hard to plan it all out perfectly and, you know, how things go in racing, and it changes every week to week sometimes.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, you got a great guy there working with you, Tommy Bear. I know of him. And I'm really looking forward to hearing all the great success from Daytona.
Yeah, we're hoping to go down and have, you know, I would be happy with the same success that we had last year, but, you know, our crew chief, Andy Belmont, says we have a car that can definitely compete up front in the pack. So, you know, he's given me a lot of confidence in that and going back this year. And so we're going to see. You know, we're going to give it our best. We're there to win if we can, but you know, anything in the top 10 is just as great.
Well, I'm wishing
Willie,
you the
was
very
up in
best.
The top 10.
Absolutely. You know.
Thank you, Todd. Willie, you was in the top 10 last year. Why did you finish 6th?
Yeah,
or
absolutely.
Eight?
You know, we finished 8th last year, and, you know, to do that is at my first, you know, first time there with ARCA was a feat in itself, you know, so we're hoping for success there. You know, we qualified 6th at Talladega. That was, you know, an awesome thing. The race just didn't work out like we had planned, but we're going to go to Daytona and give it a shot again.
But at 8th, you felt like you won, though. You brought the car home in one piece, and you just raced at one of the most famous super speedways ever created, and you finished 8th.
Absolutely. There's only one Daytona, and when you go through the gates and come under that tunnel and come out and look where you're at and, you know, all the motorhomes and the fans, you know, it's an experience that you, you know, you never get used to. It's unique every year.
Well, Willie, if you would, before you leave, tell everybody how they can follow you on social media and go from there.
Yeah, the best way to get, you know, a hold of us is through our MullinsRacing.net website. It's got all our links to our Facebook page, you know, our Twitter account. You can go on there and find us. You know, Dinah, she keeps up on any of that stuff. If anybody's got questions or wants, you know, to ask us something, hit us up on our Mullins Racing Facebook page. That's the best way to get an immediate response. So she's always on there every day and can help with any questions or comments or anything like that.
And it don't take long for her to get back with an answer, does it, Willie?
No. She's always on top of that thing, and she wants to make sure that, you know, the fans know they're important to us. You know, without fans, we wouldn't have,
that's right.
You know, we wouldn't have a sport to be in.
Well, Willie, I appreciate you giving us another little bit of your time. I know it's getting down. Everybody's got to be pushing the last minute here to get, like I said, 25 days away. That's not actually – that's the day of the race. I mean, you had 19 days probably. Y'all be leaving in 18 or 19 days headed that way.
Yeah, we're trying not to count days right now because we're short on days and long on a lot to do. So we're trying to get as much done every day, and we're working to make sure that thing's loaded in the trailer and ready to head down there.
Well, Willie, thanks a lot, and good luck, and looking forward to seeing all y'all down there.
Absolutely. I appreciate being on the show, and hopefully, you know, after a good run at Daytona, we can be back on the show and talk a little bit more.
Hey, looking
forward to
it.
Sounds like a good idea to me, Willie. Thanks so much.
All righty, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you very much tonight.
All right. You're quite welcome.
Talk to you later.
All right. Thank you, Willie. Well, guys. What a night, man. What a night. John Roberts with General Tire. Willie Mullins back fresh from testing. Great questions, guys. Hey, that's what makes the show is all the questions.
Well, I didn't know what reception I was possibly going to get with the Hoosier Tire acquisition. I didn't want to step on John's toes, but as always, he was most gracious and gave us all the information we wanted to hear.
You're exactly right, guys. Well, fellas, we're getting down close to the end here. Mark, hey, any way you want to close? We've got something closing you want to talk about?
Oh, Justin, I'd like to be down at Cordell, Georgia this weekend for Speed Fest in the ARCA CRA Super Series. It probably isn't going to happen, but it's nice to think about at least.
ain't that the truth? It's just good to think about it.
Well, it is on pay-per-view, and I think I'm going to get it this weekend and watch the racing. I watched it on tape. I watched it on computer before, and I've been there live, and it's worth it. It's just a really good racing weekend down there.
Jeff, you got anything you want to close out with there, sir?
Nope. Nothing really.
Jeff, I appreciate you calling in. Great question, man. Appreciate it.
No problem. Appreciate you calling.
Thank you. Todd?
I just want to thank you for having me on. Thank Willie for answering questions. Great to hear the both of you.
Well, Todd, it's great to hear you back again. You know, you don't miss many shows. We kind of worry about you when you don't call in.
Yeah.
We know
when
you're not there, Todd.
You know, even if I'm, for some weird reason, I miss a show, just always remember, there isn't a day that goes by that I don't think about you two.
Thank you, Todd. That's most appreciative.
That's exactly right, Todd. We appreciate it. Hey, you know, if it's Monday night, it's Rowdy Maglite Racing.
Rowdy Maglite.
That's right, guys, and the light is shining bright again tonight. We had a great, great show, Mark, I tell you. I don't know if eventually we just kind of grow out of size and blow up or what, but it seems like every show just gets bigger and better.
It gives us a challenge every week, Rowdy, and we've been able to come up with that challenge and meet it. So I'm willing. Let's keep doing it. Guys like Todd and everybody else are out there listening. They seem to enjoy it. So I'll call out to the Bashams. Hope you guys are doing good. We're thinking about you. Hope to see you in Daytona.
Exactly. Again, John Roberts from General Tire for coming on. Willie Mullins for giving us a little bit of time. You know, Mark, it's not always easy when you ask a guy to come on Monday night when he spent all week and had probably a Monday all day. And then we expect him to come on and be smiley and talk positive. But everybody did tonight. Great. Everybody has every show. And the callers, Don had actually called in, and I had a question for him, but he kind of got off the line. He may have been working and had got lunch break over, I guess.
True. Well, we got to talk with Don last week.
That's right.
Well, Rowdy, I guess that's it for another week, my friend. Until then, bye-bye.
Hey, I'm with you. I'm Rowdy, and I'm out of here.
good night. Keep that light shining till Monday night.